The proposed rule concerns what are known as advanced practice registered nurses. That includes nurse practitioners, clinical nurse specialists, and certified registered nurse anesthetists, people who've had advanced training in a particular specialty. Right now, in many VA medical centers, they can only see patients if they're supervised by a doctor, but under the proposal, they could work independently. The VA's Penny K. Jensen, who's a nurse practitioner, says that would standardize the VA system. It would help reduce staffing shortages and get veterans seen more quickly.
If nurse practitioners were able to function to the level of their education, training, and certification, we would be able to see patients in a more timely manner. We would be able to decrease those wait times in primary care.
The rule would allow all of the VA's nearly 6,000 advanced practice registered nurses, depending on their credentials, to do routine checkups, manage chronic conditions like diabetes, and provide anesthesia. Jensen says within the VA, those types of nurses now operate under the laws of whatever state they're licensed in, which is inconsistent across the country, and even can lead to inconsistent care in the same hospital.
So we may have a nurse practitioner practicing in Colorado, and they may be practicing on a Georgia license, but they would have to follow the regulations of that Georgia license.
Jensen says the policy would bring the VA in line with the Department of Defense, the Indian Health Service, and civilian hospitals in some states. But physicians groups say the change would give some nurses too much authority over patient care. American Society of Anesthesiologists President-elect Dr. Jeffrey Plagenhoff says the VA hasn't done conclusive research on how complex surgeries might be impacted.
Anesthesiology is inherently dangerous, and it becomes even more dangerous as sickness increases. So veterans are more likely to have had heart attacks, strokes, emphysema, congestive heart failure, and conditions such as those, which dramatically increase the likelihood of problems before, during, and after surgeries.
But nurses reject the assertion that VA patients are too complex for nurse anesthetists to manage safely. Juan Quintana is president of the American Association of Nurse Anesthetists. He says they've already proven they can work independently in the operating room.
I personally work in a rural facility in Northeast Texas, and that is the model of practice that we utilize today. And it is very effective, very safe. Our outcomes are amazing. We take care of patients in all ages, all types of surgeries, for all kinds of procedures, without any difficulty whatsoever.
Since the proposal was announced, more than 200,000 comments, including 50,000 paper comments, have poured into the federal government, far more than is typical for a proposed policy change. The VA hasn't finished tabulating them yet. Once they do, the VA Undersecretary for Health will decide whether there's a policy change, but it likely will be a while before that happens. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.